Case 6 of the Blue Cliff Record. Yunmen, Master Yunmen, giving instructions, said, "I don't ask you about before the 15th day. Bring me a phrase about after the 15th day." Yunmen himself then answered in place of the assembly, "Every day is a good day." This Master Yunmen, also known as Uman, is someone many of you are familiar with, very well known. Master in the 9th, 10th century China. So one example of Master Yunmen's style was after he had his, what should I say, major awakening with Master Bokushu, Master said to him, "I'm not the best one for you to continue to practice with. Go to Shuifeng. He's a more suitable master for you to continue with." So Yunmen went to Shuifeng. Shuifeng's also known as Seppo in Sino-Japanese. And Yunmen asked Seppo, "What is Buddha?" Seppo answered, "Don't talk in your sleep. Don't talk in your sleep. Don't talk in your ideas and dreams. Don't get caught in those things." In a way, when this case is really another way of clarifying what our life is, every day is a good day. Every moment is a good moment. What does that mean? If we think of good in terms of good and bad, we're already in trouble. Because I like good, I don't like bad. Bad is a problem for me. I should be upset about it, react to it. We know very well that being caught in that sort of likes and dislikes, self-centered likes and dislikes, because that's what they are, gets us in all sorts of trouble. We could see that just in the ordinary process of sitting still, sitting upright. We discover how much of that likes and dislikes, wanting and not wanting, creates difficulty in being right this moment, in responding right this moment, in ceasing to do things that are harmful to ourselves or others. Every day is a good day could just as well be said as this moment is wonderful moment. Or as what we've been saying recently is the other, thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Right here. In the Zen tradition, in the Buddhist tradition, there's three pure precepts. The first is cease harming. Cease, you could translate it, cease doing harm, then doing good and doing good for others. But if we approach it without seeing how the entangling gets us in trouble, before 15th day, all the yesterdays, should-haves, could-haves, would-haves, and the same, even after the 15th. I mean, if you want, scholars can look at and say, oh, the 15th day, oh, that has something to do with awakening. 15th day is full moon day in the lunar calendar, which is the calendar that they would have been using in China at that time. But that's explanatory. Every day, every moment is good. Good, not in the sense of good versus bad. Harming is whether it's in terms of what we like or don't like. Doesn't make a difference. We get in trouble with when we stick to those. Every day is a good day. Every moment is this moment, our life opportunity of embodying and responding. Since I brought up the precepts, I'll say a few things more. Many of you who've taken precepts will remember there's 10 grave precepts, and they're all different facets of this same ceasing harming. Different facets. So, for instance, the 6th precept, not speaking of the faults of others. Of course, it's also not speaking of the faults of the universe, not speaking of the faults of self. And of course, if you don't speak of faults, you don't also speak of praising, which is, as you, some of you know, the 7th precept is not about not praising self and degrading others. And just as well, not praising others and degrading self. These are all aspects of allowing us to notice and be, first notice what we do in habitual self-centeredness that creates difficulties, and be this every day, every moment good. Every day doesn't mean good in terms of good versus bad, as I said. It's the fundamental of what you discover in Zazening, in being just this moment, is to discover the life of the universe that you are. More than you are, that manifests and allows you to manifest the universe in the very moment of this aliveness. Every day is ceasing harming, and ceasing harming isn't simply a matter of not hitting people, but it's noticing all the ways entangling and self-centeredness harms us, harms others, harms the universe life that we are. This way, if I use the word Buddha way, if I use the word this wondrous self nature, inconceivably wondrous as the precept verse, because this universe is faultless. It's faultless in the sense that it's the manifestation of this moment, cause, and effect. Then every day, every moment is good. Not good versus bad. Good as our life moment opportunity to manifest whatso, to manifest this ocean on which so-called likes and so-called dislikes arise, so-called praising and faults and degrading arise, and yet we don't entangle in it, because entangling in it, caught in self-centered dream, the consequences of that, suffering. The consequences of that, harm. The consequences of that, look around you at what people, we, do to ourselves and others when we entangle in it. Not that we don't have this arising passing. This arising passing is what Zazening reveals. Arising passing, right here, right here. And we develop the capacity so that the clouds in the sky can come and go. Being the sky, clouds come, clouds go. We are this faultless Dharma sky. We are this good day in which we have to take care of all sorts of things. Dirty dishes. Broken bottles. People complaining. Or people being happy. People being happy, we be happy with them. But if we look and say, I have to recreate that to make sure I get the way I want, then we see we get in trouble. Whether we praise ourselves or praise others, whether we degrade ourselves or degrade others, both of those are creating trouble in this good day. Both of us are creating, both of those are creating entanglement. So we develop this capacity. Then we could truly take care of this moment, this day. And that's really what our practice is, to be able to embody the universe life that we are, the realization of what our life opportunity is, and respond both in terms of our own functioning and in terms of all the beings that share this universe that we are, all those with whom, for whom, we do good and do good for others. Those aren't different things, different facets of this life that we are, of this opportunity that we are, this way, if we use that word, this Dharma, this realization, this practice. It's who we are, and yet it requires us to take good care every day. Good day. Thank you. No complaints. Thank you. And take good care of all the universe that comes to you. Thank you.